Weekly Courier, December 27, 1918. Sting of Death Removes Signs of Merry Christmas. From Tuesday's Daily. In more than one home in this vicinity, there is little evidence of merriness this Christmas. Instead, there is sorrow of the deepest kind. Within the last 24 hours, death has left its sting in a number of homes and has spread grief to scores of relatives and friends. Doubly hard was the blow in the Holloman home at 324 South Meldrum Street, where a mother was surrounded by members of her family. This mother, Mrs. Martha S. Holloman, is trying to console the widow of one of her sons and another of her boys who lost his wife. Influenza struck this home, and there followed the new form of pneumonia, which gives the victims little chance to escape death. Last evening, Harvey M. Holloman died at the home. He was 29 years old and was born in Oklahoma. In addition to other relatives, he leaves a widow to mourn his death. This morning, death made another visit to the home and took the wife of C.J. Holloman. She was 28 years old and was the mother of two children. Mrs. Holloman was formerly Iva N. Kerr, the only daughter of Joseph J. Kerr, a resident here for many years. She was born here and after marriage went with Charles Holloman to Stove Prairie. Walter Davidson, well known here, died at his home at 311 Smith Street, following an extended illness. Death was due to Bright's disease. He formerly was employed by Ray Cowden and during the last few years spent his time in this city or Windsor. He was a brother of Cliff Davidson, very well known in the city. The deceased was 25 and is survived by a widow and two children, in addition to his parents and eight brothers and a sister. The remains will be taken to Windsor to be buried beside the grave of a twin brother. Another home stricken was that of Andrew J. Matthews, 12 miles northeast of this city. The 20-year-old son of Mrs. and Mr. Matthews died last evening from pneumonia following influenza. The young man had been ill for some time, and his mother is ill with influenza now.